just come out of a remarkable 500-person iftar and Pakistan Independence Day celebration at Walthamstow Town Hall. It's one of the most multicultural boroughs in London, and it brought together 60 or 70 Labour councillors from all over London, as well as a large section of the Pakistani community from Waltham Forest. Everybody's minds was obviously on the terrible floods in Pakistan. I think that the UN Secretary General has finally got this issue onto the international agenda, although the reports of the Tories cutting the commitments they make through the supposedly ring-fenced DFID budget to the UN fund for disaster relief is obviously very worrying. There's a big need for the European Union to step up its efforts on the Pakistan front, and I'm glad that money was being raised tonight for Pakistan. Pakistan needs long-term friends as well as short-term friends. It's got massive challenges even without this unspeakable flooding tragedy, apparently threatening up to 20 million people. It's a good chance to see and hear about the commitments of so many diverse communities to make London such a remarkable place. Waltham Forest is actually a borough that's putting power, wealth and opportunity in the hands of all of its people. The cancelling of the BSF, the Building Schools for the Future programme, is a real blow. But the leadership of the council under Chris Robbins is really showing what a difference a Labour council can make. It's a real model for what we should be doing elsewhere.